USA Radio News.
Currently, President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are in Indiana holding what's being billed as a campaign-style rally. Let's take a listen to a portion of that.
This is a great time for our country. A lot of things happening every day. We are unlocking new opportunities for prosperity and for peace. All of these changes are happening because America is being respected again.
Currently, the cost of a barrel of oil is $70.89, so that's the highest it's been since late 2014. What is being done by U.S. energy producers to help alleviate the cost? Well, Stephen Shork is a global energy expert. He says we have plenty of oil here in the United States, but
we don't have the pipeline capacity. So the good news there is we do have the oil. We just have to get it to the market.
This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
With a look at the latest on first-time unemployment claims, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Coming in at about 211,000 last week, the Labor Department says the number of first-time jobless claims were about the same as the previous week, when most experts were expecting to see them come in higher at about 220,000 last week. The biggest jumps in claims were in Wisconsin, Arkansas, and New Hampshire. Sharpest declines in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
EpiPens are in short supply in parts of the United States, but people still should be able to find the emergency treatment for allergic reactions, according to the FDA. Dr. Len Horowitz has some advice if you are an EpiPen user.
If you check your EpiPen supply, and it seems like you're getting close to the 18-month expiration date, you can go to your doctor, and if there's not an alternative, you can ask your doctor to pre-fill syringes, show you how to fill syringes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today, President Donald Trump welcomed home three Americans that were freed by North Korea. Shortly after that, Vice President Mike Pence sat down with Andrea Mitchell on the Today Show and was asked about what it was like to be there when the plane arrived with the three Americans who were recently freed from North Korea.
Andrea, it was an incredibly powerful moment to see the President and the First Lady bring three Americans back to freedom. And it was all a direct result of the strong and clear leadership that President Trump has provided on the world stage in this moment. Think about how far we've come in the last year.
Vice President Pence is then asked why the sudden change of heart by the North Koreans.
Well, I think from very early in this administration, President Trump changed the policies of the United States from an era of strategic patience with North Korea to move toward the kind of campaign that would bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear while reserving all other options. To see these three Americans come off the plane, we hope it is a sign that this is a real opportunity to achieve peace on the Korean Peninsula. But we'll continue to move forward in a way that engages. We have a date set. We have a location set. That'll be forthcoming very soon. But today we appreciate Kim Jong-un's efforts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.